the truth about the law of attraction. A deep, honest exploration. The law of attraction. This phrase has captured the imagination of millions. It's been glorified in bestsellers, repeated in countless YouTube videos, and used in self-help seminars across the globe. It claims, whatever you think about, you attract. Just visualize, believe, and the universe will deliver. But is that really how life works? You may have heard claims like, if you want to attend a concert, just visualize you're already there. Think positively, and the universe will make it happen. Such examples are commonly used to promote the law of attraction, but they're misleading. Not because visualization is bad, but because these teachings ignore a much larger, deeper truth about how the mind, body, and real-world outcomes actually function. Let's explore this in detail. Imagine you think of someone, and they suddenly call you. It feels magical. You say, "See? I thought about them, and it happened." But here's the question. Does this happen every single time you think of someone? Number. And that's the key. If something is a real law, it must be repeatable, verifiable, and consistently reliable, like gravity. It can be tested a million times, and it will still hold. But if something only works sometimes and fails other times, it's not a law. It's coincidence or probability. So when someone claims, whatever you think about will come into your life, we have to ask, is that really how life works? Let's go back to the concert example. You want to go. Your parents say no. So you visualize it. You think positively. But your parents still say no. What happened? If the law of attraction worked like a real law, then your visualization alone would have magically changed your parents' minds. But it didn't, because other variables are involved. Your relationship with them, their perception of your maturity, the situation, your financial condition, your friend circle, and more. This is the reality. It doesn't care about your imagination. It's not controlled by your thoughts. We're told about positive energy and negative energy, that our thoughts create vibrations that attract outcomes. But what are these vibrations? Can anyone show them to you? Have they ever been scientifically observed? The truth is, energy is energy. There is no positive or negative in the absolute sense. These are just human interpretations. We believe blindly in things we haven't questioned. Why? Because our minds are often weak, filled with fear and insecurity. And it is this fear that allows others to manipulate us, sell us fantasies, and distract us from real change. When you're grounded in reality, you begin to see through such manipulation. You stop falling for buzzwords and vague promises. You start asking, where's the proof? Is this just a belief? Or is it something I can test? We aren't rejecting the law of attraction entirely. It holds some real truth, but not in the way it's often sold or promoted. The law of attraction operates mainly at the level of your body. Since the body and mind are closely connected, they are not separate at all. Whatever thoughts you hold, they can show up at your physical level. For example, suppose you sneeze, and then a thought pops up like, "I'm going to get sick." If you keep thinking, "I think I'm falling ill. I don't want to get sick," your body starts to respond to those thoughts. Your breathing might speed up or become shallow. Your nervous system becomes tense. Your immune system weakens. Eventually, you do fall sick. This is stress. This is anxiety. This is a psychosomatic reaction, not magic. Another example. Many people face serious illnesses, but with a strong, positive mindset, telling themselves encouraging things and staying hopeful, they manage to recover. Of course, this works alongside doctor's help and proper care. So, at this level, the law of attraction makes sense. Your thoughts can influence your body's health and healing. The law of attraction works on body level, not outside like a magic genie that grants wishes. We often hear people say, just think about it, picture it in your mind, visualize it, and it will happen. The universe will make your wish come true. Let's be honest. If just thinking could bring things into our lives, there would be no pain or hard times in the world. Think about the millions of orphaned kids in poor countries, like in parts of Africa south of the Sahara or South Asia. These kids have not eaten for days. Their small bodies are weak from hunger. They dream and focus only on food. They think about it all the time, imagining a simple meal like a bit of rice or bread. Not fancy things, but just enough to stop the empty feeling in their bellies and stay alive one more day. No one wishes as strongly as a hungry child holding on to hope in tough times. But even with all their thoughts, the sad truth is that food does not appear like magic. Help does not always come fast enough, and big problems like being poor, wars, and dry weather leave them with nothing. Every day, many of these kids die without any help. Have they not pictured it? Have they not thought about it all the time? But did they get the food? Number. If this idea worked the way people say, why do so many innocent kids die in pain? Why? Because thoughts don't change the world around us. Thoughts don't have any direct effect on the outside world. Think about this. When you plan a family road trip or a flight for vacation, what thoughts race through your mind? You might worry, what if there's an accident on the highway? What if the plane has issues? Oh God, please, let us arrive safely. Did those fearful thoughts ever come true? No, right? You reached your destination safely, time after time. What we can learn from this is that our thoughts don't have power over what happens to other people or the world outside us. Another example people often use to believe they've attracted something by visualizing a parking spot. Suppose you try it. You close your eyes, picture an empty space right near the entrance of a busy mall, and focus hard on it happening. Then you drive there, and wow, a spot opens up just as you arrive. It feels like magic. You think, I did that with my thoughts. And maybe it happens two or three times in a row, making you excited that the law of attraction is real. But does it work every single time you imagine or visualize it? Try it more often. Will you always get that perfect spot easily? I think not. Sometimes you'll circle the lot for minutes or end up parking far away. Getting a parking spot depends on lots of real factors. How busy the place is, what time of day it is, if someone leaves just as you arrive, or even luck with traffic. It's not your thoughts creating the spot out of nothing. It's just chance or timing lining up. So, this isn't a true law, like gravity or other natural laws, which can be tested millions of times and always get the same result, no matter who tries it or where. Natural laws are reliable and can be seen, measured, and proven over and over. If you want to believe in manifestation, that's fine. but trusting it blindly isn't wise. It can lead to problems because we all have dreams, like a nice home, a calm life, enough money, and comfort. But when those desires aren't based on real facts, smart thinking, or true understanding, they turn into a trap. Take a young person who desires owning a fancy car. They don't know the steps, the cost, or the work needed to get it. They just think about having it through manifesting or visualizing. If someone tricky, manipulative comes along, maybe through ads, social media, friends, or by any chance, and says, "Do this one easy thing for me, and I'll get you that car," the young person might agree, thinking it's their manifestation working. They don't see the hidden risks. That's how desires without clear thinking, without clear understanding, can pull people into bad situations. The same goes for a woman who wants to be a famous actress. She hasn't learned the skills, trained, or understood the business, just dreams big. So when someone offers a quick way in, a shortcut, or a false chance, she might take it. Often, that leads to being used or even harmed. The issue wasn't the dream. The issue was not getting ready to be the kind of person who could earn that dream. The solution here is to shift from a mindset of just wanting things to one of becoming better. Focus on becoming a stronger person, improving your skills, and growing in every area of your life. As you become better, you'll naturally draw in better opportunities and results. You don't gain wealth, wisdom, or success by simply picturing it. You achieve them by working on yourself until you're ready and capable. Become capable first, and you'll gain more than you expect. For instance, if you go to a job interview and ask for $10,000 a month, the employer won't agree just because you want it. They'll look at your skills, your past work, your experience, and what you can truly offer, your overall capability. If you're capable, you might even receive more than you requested. But if you're not, no amount of imagining or picturing will make a difference. True growth and real results come when your thoughts lead to clarity. Your clarity leads to real actions. Your actions build your capabilities, and your capabilities bring the outcomes you seek. That's the path to genuine change. Not just hoping or wishing, but actual. And that's a real transformation. If you truly want to apply the law of attraction, do so with a clear understanding. Let it guide you to focus, not to daydream without effort. Allow it to encourage purposeful actions, not to avoid taking responsibility. Picture not just the final goal, but the path itself. See yourself becoming an expert in your area, building true confidence, real skills, and deep knowledge. Don't simply wish for owning a business. Imagine becoming the type of person who can manage one, expand it, and rebuild it if necessary. With this mindset of growing into a master of your field, even if your first attempt fails, you won't collapse, because you've grown capable, and you'll have the ability to rebuild. That's real strength. That's genuine attraction. The more skilled and capable you become, the less you'll have to chase after things, because good opportunities will start coming your way naturally. You'll move away from pleading for what you want and focus on adding real value, which life always rewards in return. Not as some magic pull for your dreams, but as the journey of becoming into a person who is worth attracting those dreams. When you develop a strong mind, a healthy body, and clear awareness, you'll no longer be drawn to superficial ideas or empty promises. You'll shift away from chasing quick fixes and instead focus on achieving true mastery. In the end, success isn't just about what you desire. It's about the person you become into along the way. Thank you for listening. I hope this session helped you to make things clear. See you in the next session.